Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 6, and a slightly longer passage than usual, from verse 1 to verse 8. It reads, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honoured by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand praying in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Olympians smile and weep when they get their medals. Oscar winners dissolve into gibbering wrecks and embarrass themselves when they receive that statuette. What is wrong with rewards? Why is Jesus down on them? Aren't we wired up to want them? Well, I think we can relax. Jesus is not against rewards. Rewards are not the problem. The Beatitudes of chapter 5 are all connected with receiving something from God, verses 3 to verse 12. And doing the right things are not the problem, but the reason for doing them can be. This is a passage about internal motivation and purity of motives. We pray in public, don't we, at church and with our family, if you like, it's public in a way, around the table when we say grace. And Jesus prayed within the hearing of his disciples. That seems to be the implication of Luke chapter 11, verse 1 and Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. So if there is no prohibition on praying in public as such, how do we avoid having wrong motives? If our motives are wrong, we will not connect with God, which is the point. I think the key is to not be hypocritical in our prayer. Sincerity is the biggest factor in faithful prayer, being real and honest, humble, earnest, and free from deceit. Insincerity is characterized by being false, using flattery, being robotic, and creating an appearance of humility. How do we keep our sincerity on track? I think the best way is to draw near to the cross, as it says in Hebrews 10. Since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Secrecy is a key component in a good prayer life. The question is whether my public prayer life is backed up by my private prayer life. Do they match? The private place Jesus is thinking of would have been the storeroom, which had no windows and was the only lockable room in the house. It represents the least public place. In the end, trying to impress God or people is fruitless. Every now and then we will do well to stop ourselves and check whether we really mean what we say as we pray. The babbling of what Jesus is talking about here, the babbling of this passage is not actual language, but meaningless noise. We cannot bully God into giving us what we want. More words does not necessarily mean God is going to give us what we ask for. Instead, let us pray with simplicity. We can be direct with God. Beating around the bush is not necessary. Don't overcomplicate something that God has made simple. Reading a passage like Psalm 18 will help set our minds and our hearts right as to who we are praying to before we start praying. Praying with other people gives insight into God's character. So, pray often, pray loud, pray softly, pray in public, pray in private, pray directly, but pray with sincerity. God wants a relationship, not a business partner. We'll go on to look at the Lord's Prayer next. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.